For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So a little excitement took place down in New York City, the sellout Hamilton. Apparently, Vice President-elect Pence went with his family, had a great time, said he had a great time. After the show was over, the cast, actually the actor who plays Aaron Burr, read a prepared statement expressing concerns about the future.
Yeah, I suppose we could question the theater etiquette surrounding that, but it's not exactly surprising or unusual that President Obama went to Hamilton a couple of times. And there's also a historical precedent for this kind of thing. The theater has long been a place, because people come together and it requires a certain amount of social organization, where disputes will break out. This one was pretty tame, actually. They spoke to him politely, except insofar as they singled him out. He said he was not offended. Apparently, his political career has taught him not to be too thin-skinned, and he took it in good stride. It didn't insult him particularly. But thinking back through history, the riots surrounding the opening of Hernani in Paris, or the Astor Place riot in New York City, or even just the nature of Greek old comedy, where it was always satirical. It was, you know, the 5th century BC predecessor of Saturday Night Live, where they would insult politicians sitting in the audience, right, to their faces, and everyone would laugh. And I was not surprised that this had happened.
The Astor Place riots, that was pretty serious.
Oh, certainly. It was the first time that law enforcement had fired at a civilian population in this country, and it led directly to the New York City Police Department becoming the first police force in the United States armed with lethal weapons, and took place at the Astor Place Theater in New York City.
You know, you're absolutely right. I mean, a professional politician, he said he had a great time, didn't make a big deal out of it. I think the big deal came in the aftermath through social media. I think if there's anything we've seen during this political season, it's that social media has a way of just spinning things out of control so quickly.
And also taking a very minor event and putting it at the top of the news cycle while other much more important things are happening, to have everyone talking about the minor occurrence. We're seeing right now a great talent for manipulating social media and media of every kind.
Well, I don't know if it's a holiday show. It's over at the New Phoenix Theater. It says it's a future post-apocalyptic Buffalo set, Buffalo Pinocchio.
Buffalo Pinocchio, yeah.
Now, the story of Pinocchio is he keeps lying, and he never learns.
No, he never learns. I've always thought that Brecht should have taken on Pinocchio. It's a, you know, fabulous story. It's like, Pinocchio, your lies are as obvious as the nose on your face, and you don't learn. You just keep going and going and going. This is a new script by Richard Lambert with a lot of the New Phoenix regulars, and so, you know, we'll see tonight what this is all about. But Buffalo Pinocchio, I think the story is worth revisiting.
A quick mention of several far-flung suburban holiday-related shows. There's The Miracle on 34th Street, Theater in the Mist up in Niagara Falls. Nuncrackers, the Nonsense Christmas Musical, is out at Lancaster Opera House. And also the Betsy Carmichael Christmas Special is at O'Connell and Company.
Right. It's a wonderful season for going to the theater. And I think for many people, Christmas shows are their introduction to the theater. We have not even mentioned the real Nutcrackers up and coming. I think the first is Neglia, which will be at Shays this weekend.
Right, this Saturday at 7,
right.
Sunday at 2.
Next weekend up at UB Center for the Arts with a principal dancer from the New York City Ballet and from the Boston Ballet. It can be a great introduction for children to the theater through the ballet or through Christmas shows. Also a wonderful opportunity for families to come together during the holiday time. It's one of the things that the theater is for, not just political discussion, but bringing families together. It's a great social occasion.
And don't forget, just because the holidays seem to be on everyone's mind doesn't mean that the regular theater season doesn't continue. A Midsummer Dyke's Dream continues over at Alleyway.
I saw it. It's good for many a chuckle, particularly if you're familiar with A Midsummer Night's Dream, a lesbian take with lots of doubling of the casting and so forth. 10th anniversary production for Brazen-Faced Varlets in collaboration with BUA at the Alleyway Theater Complex.
The only problem is it's only up through December 10th, so if you want to see it, better move quickly. That's even more to the point for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's over at Subversive Theater at the Manny Fried Playhouse. That's only through next Saturday. And Tenderly, the Rosemary Clooney musical, we discussed that at length last week. That continues into December. But again, time is of the essence. Perhaps before the holidays get too crowded, time to go and see some of these plays.
Time well spent.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.